go.
Where are you, man?
Genius billionaire playboy philanthropist.
We are the Knight!
Nerd!
Hold on to your butts.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Knights of Nerditude podcast. We are a podcast for all things nerd. My name is Chris. I'm here in person with
Sam
and Sean.
Tonight, we are minus John. It's a busy season for him for work, so he's not able to make it.
I got no joke there.
Good. John's not dead. He's still alive.
Oh, that we know of.
Oh, boy. Great start. So, anyway, this week, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing only a few things. We're going to review Ready Player One. All three of us saw it. New TV show that came out, The Crossing on ABC. Sean and I were interested. And, you know, we're going to review the pilot, at least. And then we have Star Wars trivia, as usual. And then lastly, we have a list. And I don't know why I came up with this list. I think it was something to do with Will Smith and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But we're going to name a few TV shows, specific episodes that make you cry. And it has to be in person. You have had to cry, have cried watching those. But first, as we do always, we're going to start off tonight's episode with
Star Wars trivia. Okay. So, last week, gave you the very easy question of Darth Vader gives Han Solo to which bounty hunter after he is in hibernation?
The correct answer,
Jango.
Is Boba not, Fett. I had to think about that.
Not Jango Fett. Jango
Unchained. Anyways. Yes, Boba Fett. All right. So this week's question is, how does Darth Vader injure Luke Skywalker while dueling on the bridge? That is the question.
And we're still in the second movie. Or episode 5.
Yes. We're actually going to be switching over to Jedi really
soon. Would that
be
the bridge to Terapithia?
No, Sam.
No.
No. It's a sad movie.
It's over a river, Kwai. Well, anyway, that question is posted on Facebook, right?
Yes, it is.
So if you have an answer and not a funny GIF or Giphy, whatever it was.
GIF, whatever you call it.
So you could post an answer.
I say GIF, but people apparently the correct way to say it is GIF.
They are wrong.
I know.
And they should die.
This is a serious argument right here if it's pronounced GIF or GIF.
I know, right? On this week's Knights of Nerditude podcast, we talk about GIF and GIF.
Hey, at least
which
a
one
nerd
is a better
topic.
Peanut butter?
I'm going with GIF because GIF is not a peanut butter.
What kind of peanut butter are you?
Peanut
What's
butter?
Your favorite?
I don't care. I'll eat peanut butter.
You have a favorite brand?
Brand? And I don't think I have a favorite
Damn,
brand.
Damn, guys.
I have a favorite type. Chunky.
Skippy Chunky.
I do. I like Chunky.
Super Chunky.
Yeah. You got to get like practically just peanut.
I mean, I will eat.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah. I will eat creamy. I don't mind creamy. Like creamy with on like toast.
Toast with That's butter really a little bit. And then some
I don't even
peanut
need
butter.
Just peanut butter on there.
On
At
English
least the
muffins?
GIF versus GIF was nerd related. This has nothing to do with anything.
Hey guys, remember when before we started this, we were like, this is going to be a short podcast. We're going to stay on point.
And then we got on peanut butter. And God damn it.
All right. Let's get back onto it. Ready Player One. It is a new film directed by Steven Spielberg, right?
Yes.
Yeah, directed by Steven Spielberg.
Better go.
It is complete and utter fanfare. To those of old.
It is pop culture of the movie.
Without a doubt.
It's nostalgia of the movie.
I'm trying to come up with
How is Overwatch nostalgia?
Huh?
The Overwatch was in there a lot.
Yeah. Overwatch came out.
How is that nostalgia?
Like, what was it, Overwatch? 2 years
a
ago?
A year ago, yeah. I think.
It's like 2 years.
Or 2 years. How is that nostalgia? It's pop culture,
it
not nostalgia.
It isn't. But it just has references from everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. So I'm trying to think of a plot point for this movie, or at least like a quick synopsis. You need to know that everybody in the world is dying. And
no. What? Everyone's not dying?
I thought there was
No.
Not a plague, but...
No.
Or everybody's condensed together.
Well, just in
I'm trying to see. It's impossible to come up with a plot point for this.
Is it Columbus?
Yeah.
Okay.
So a bunch of people live in Columbus, and it's about
it takes place in Columbus.
This guy who everybody in the world is part of this virtual reality system. It's global and it's open world and the money system in the virtual reality works outside as well.
Yeah.
So it's a whole e-commerce thing, and you know, it basically is just people not socializing with other people unless they are in the virtual world.
Yeah.
And it's all about the creator of this said world, who essentially he put forward a challenge. And
well, he died.
You can come out. He died. And
on his deathbed, he put forward the challenge of the three keys that are hidden.
See, Sean's better at this.
Yeah, I really am. Come on. But it's three keys hidden throughout the entire game.
What was it called?
What? The challenge?
The virtual world.
The Oasis.
The Oasis, that's right. But he explained that these keys are not in plain sight, that they are very hard to find, and you need to find the first clue. And it picks up after the first clue has been found. So the first clue was that you had to win that race.
Yeah, it was driving.
Yeah.
It was driving.
So everybody basically got in and tried winning that race.
And all the clues are based around his life.
Yes.
So they have this big museum thing in the game.
And there's a big bad organization, because there always is.
It's been going on for so long that a lot of people have given up, and there's only kind of an elite group or a cult, if you will, that just...
They're like treasure hunters.
Not a treasure hunter. There's another word for it, but they solely do this to try and find the keys.
Gunters, that's it.
And when they try and find the keys. And, you know, here and there, there's a few people and whatnot, but then there's these big corporations.
The
like
IOI.
IOI.
Because it's 101.
Yep. IOI hires people to intentionally do these challenges and just, like, as an assembly line.
Yeah. It's just pretty impressive. Like, the whole, like, floor with a bunch, and as the people die, they jump onto a new one.
Yeah, and what is it, the whole value, like, the companies were, or the Oasis, was worth 500 trillion or something like that?
Yeah, it was, like, some insane amount
of money. So... But IOI is also a manufacturer of technology to use in the Oasis. So they also make money selling, you know, headsets and all this gear and stuff like that in the real world, which is therefore paid by the fake money from the Oasis.
Like, but it's Bitcoin.
Just, yeah.
It's online currency.
So it's not a basic plot, but that's the general plot of it.
And it follows one player in particular and obviously... solves the whole thing, obviously.
Yeah.
But it follows just one, and he's not clanned up, but he has a bunch of friends.
He has one friend.
Well, he has a bunch.
That's right. He has
he's got the big...
Show.
Yeah, Show's the Japanese guy.
He's got the big one.
I forget what the big guy's name. Yeah, he's got a bunch of people, and then they come across the girl... who's basically famous.
Show Dato Ake? Ock?
Ock?
A-E-C-H?
Ock?
I forget what her name was.
Yeah, I don't know. H. H.
H. H. Yeah, that's right, H.
And then Artemis.
Yeah. Which Artemis is the girl that they randomly come across in the fight.
She's also a Gunter, so...
Like, Gunter just sounds like it's a euphemism for something, right?
Yeah, it does.
Like, that's got to be somewhere on Urban Dictionary.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it
like
is.
Like, now it is, but,
so,
like...
Okay. So, what do we think? A lot of this movie is filmed with through animation, 3D animation.
Well, it's not 3D. It was, motion capture animation?
Was it motion capture?
Yes.
Okay. That makes it 10 times worse, because I couldn't help but laugh at all those people just doing, like, acting out virtual reality.
Oh, that,
I just can't stand that. I was driving me crazy.
Like
people
in the movie?
Really did this in this movie. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the face and stuff is motion, but, like, I mean, there's certain things that aren't.
I know. I just couldn't. First reactions after sitting through 2 hours of this movie. Sam, we'll do you first.
I have never walked out of a movie being more personally insulted than this movie.
Done. John?
I actually liked this movie, like the rest of everybody who's gone to see it. So you guys are in, like, it was very enjoyable. I know, like, the plot was kind of, like, obvious, but, I mean, the characters were kind of relatable, and, I mean, it was an enjoyable ride, and it was also fun to play, like, spot the Easter egg.
That didn't, you know, you didn't sit there going, like, oh, so you think all you need to do to entertain me is make references to things that I like, because, you know, I don't need a good goddamn movie!
But there was a good goddamn movie.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
It was a stale, overused plot. The villain was from out of any Disney Channel movie. Like, he was just, like, Johnny McEvil.
Sam has my feelings exactly.
Like I said, you guys
right. And you think that this movie is solely about Easter eggs. I mean, it did come out on Easter weekend.
Mm.
But it's solely about Easter eggs. But when I saw that stuff, I wasn't as excited as I thought it would
like,
be.
No, it's like, oh, I recognize that.
Yeah. The Iron Giant, yeah, okay, that one wasn't
there
that
was
bad.
One
the
DeLorean, that I was
okay.
Super, like, I got, like, giddy in my seat for.
Well, there's one that I got, but I
Why?
Didn't get enough of it.
Why what?
Like, just because, like, oh my god, somebody else knows about the thing that I
no,
know
No, it was
about?
Clearly no. The Spartans from Halo.
No, that's not what I got giddy for.
It wasn't
during the final fight when the bad guy's like, I need something, and throws out Mecha Godzilla. I was like, oh, and then they start playing the Godzilla theme where I was like, dun 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 dun. I was like, oh my god, this is awesome.
But like that's just insulting.
No, it's not.
That to be like, oh well, you kids like the Godzilla. Let's put the Godzilla in it.
Sam, you know this is a
really
book, right?
Huh?
You know this is a book, right?
Yeah, it must have been a terrible book.
That's why people wanted to make a movie out of it.
Yeah, because they looked at it and went, man, we can just make a shit ton of money on this because people are stupid.
Let's just throw this in there. Oh, here's a little, let's throw Chucky in.
Let's just throw just as much shit you know about. That way we can cover up the fact that nothing about this movie is original.
Okay.
It's just fucking Tron. That's all this movie is.
No, but, okay. And Tron is in the movie. Tron is in the movie.
Tron it.
You see the bike. Yeah, you see the bike.
The bike, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, I was going to say.
One of the references.
All right. And the references were aplenty. It's just.
It was, and there was a lot that were blinking, you'll miss it, too, which was kind of
cool. Oh, definitely. Did you see the Street Fighters?
Yeah.
Yeah, that blink and you missed it, because all it was just them charging forward.
Updated Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were there.
Yep, they were there. The Spartans from Halo.
Were
there.
There's
a bunch of them.
You know what this movie also did that upset me? It committed that sin of having an off-the-screen B-plot that seems a hell of a lot more interesting than the actual main plot.
Which one?
The story of them making Oasis.
Oh.
Where it's like, the guy who's creating it, who's like, clearly autistic, like, coming up with this game to like, escape the world that doesn't care about him, but at the same time, he learns that he wants a life outside the game, and then, but he, you know, he fails to get the girl, and then his best friend gets the girl and
marries her.
Like, that's a hell of a lot more interesting plot than just watching people play a game with just references to things that I like.
But that's the thing that is the plot of this movie, is solving that mystery.
Yeah, but it seems like,
what mystery did they solve?
It seems like he created the world to escape the real world.
Yes.
Yeah. But in the end, he wanted the Oasis destroyed to force people to interact in the real world because he didn't get the girl, you know. And
but why did you say he wanted it destroyed?
It just he didn't come off as like I created this thing. Let's keep it going. He just said, I mean, one of the whole keys was not taking the plunge into kissing the girl or something like that. That was the whole thing. It was like his biggest regret, they said.
They give that hint in it where it's the creator who hates his own creation.
Yeah.
Where they were referencing Stephen King, but it was also kind of referencing him.
It's just,
which, can we not talk, can we seriously talk about the Overlook Hotel?
Like, that was a
minor
blip. in what was an otherwise terrible film.
That whole sequence in the Overlook Hotel was awesome.
I think it was fun. I think that was fun. Like, H just had watching, the comedy
just
in
following
there.
H the whole time, and then like with the, you know, the little girls. Like, if you've seen The Shining, it's kind of terrifying. I was afraid during that part because I was afraid how far they were going to go with this.
Right.
They went pretty far.
They did go pretty far.
Like, they even had the woman in the bathroom.
Yep.
Like, and that's one of the most terrifying parts of The Shining.
And that was, that's one of the funnier parts.
Oh, yeah.
I was expecting more comedy. Yeah, I got a minor
chuckle out of that.
Yeah. Nothing really crazy laugh out loud, but...
Like, it was neat how, like, I'm pretty sure they just spliced in the characters in the actual shots from the movie, which was kind of neat, where they, you know, had, like, the same exact shots, but with just the characters in it now.
Yeah,
like, that was kind of neat, but at the same time, I was kind of like... this doesn't make up for the rest of this piece of shit.
Yeah, because it was an hour and 15 minutes in at that point. And you're like, all right, well, when are we going to start moving? Let's kind of speed this up a little bit.
The whole time, I could just almost hear a voice where it's just like, you kids like the video games? Here's some stuff, right? You guys like this shit?
I guess. I didn't... I knew what I was getting into. You knew what you were getting into.
Technically, but at the same time, like, you don't have to just, like, blatantly pander to me.
But that's the point of it.
But that's insulting.
No, it's not. That's literally, like, the book. Steven Spielberg, even, like, when he got the rights to this book, he actually went in and he took out every reference to his movie. Any movie he's done, he pretty much took out references, except for, obviously, T-Rex. But he literally, like, he went in...
Oh, yeah.
Like, there were multiple references in the book to his movies. I believe he's even named in the book. So, like, to say that this movie is pandering to, like, generic gamer... No, the book. Go back to the book
that this is based off. Somehow excuses the movie?
This movie was made for one type of group. This movie was made for one type of group, and I have a feeling...
Yeah, people without a brain stem.
No, like, video no. game. Gamers. Who was in the theater
with
us?
I'm a gamer.
Who was in the theater with us? Everybody was a gamer. The kid sitting next to me was playing, what the heck is that thing called? It's the new kid. What the new kids
what
play.
What does new kids play? You know, the handheld
it's
Game
the handheld.
Boys.
What is it called? It's not the NES. It's, it was a little...
Is it Nintendo, or is it...
It's the size of a Game Gear.
Oh, my God.
Nintendo DS? No, that's not it. Yeah.
There's the 3DS.
The 3DS, that's what it is. Either way, the kid's playing a video game.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know how else to describe it.
You're just getting ready to be a dad, aren't you?
I'm getting ready.
Oh my God!
But everybody there was clearly a gamer, and it makes it. And this movie opened up to, I want to say, a little over $50 million.
Yeah,
in the box office,
it was like $54 million.
I know that this thing is gonna tank in second weekend, unless for China, obviously, but. In the U.S., this thing is going down. Like, all the gamers, all the fanboys saw it opening weekend. That's it. This thing's going to go down. This thing's going to drop faster than Batman v Superman.
Like, you weren't insulted by the
or
fact
Justice League.
That, like, this movie was clearly saying all you want out of a movie is just references to things that you already know. You don't actually want an original movie. You don't actually want a good movie. You just want nostalgia. So here it is. Like, you didn't feel like that belittled you?
No.
That they looked so lowly at you that they were like, you don't want anything original. You just want shots of Spartans fighting, you know, ninjas.
No. I was happy with it. Very happy with it.
No, but I knew what I was getting into.
Like, I did too, but, like, it's still...
You can't expect... So, I mean, when I went to see Pitch Perfect 3, you go in expecting certain things. I'm not going to expect a stellar plot. I'm going to expect a bunch of girls and guys singing, maybe some music.
I hope. And I hope there's music. I hope it's not all a cappella.
And that's about it. I mean,
so far, by the way, so far it's taken in $191.8 million.
International as well?
I believe so.
Okay. And yeah, it had to be because it's only, I'm pretty sure it's only 50.
And like, what about that whole part in it where they're just like, welcome to the resistance? And you're sitting there like, resistance to what? What's going on in this world?
Oh, yeah. It's too IOI. They completely downplayed that whole part.
Yeah.
And you don't even get like the reason why anything is happening until the very end. It's just,
I understood who the resistance was.
Who are they fighting against?
IOI.
And it's just
in what way?
Is it like, just in Ohio?
Yeah. Like, why is everyone in Ohio?
Right.
Yeah.
Is IOI? Do you think they'd have jobs? Like, people wouldn't be sleeping in stacks. You know.
Like, what's going on
but
in this world?
The reason why they're resisting against the IOI is because IOI is trying to get that final Easter egg, because if you collect all three keys and you get the...
I believe the reason why they were resisting IOI was because they were jailing people for debts and, like...
Yeah.
In the game.
In the game.
Yeah.
And, like, forcing them to work against their will.
Right. But the,
we found that out at the end of the movie.
No, yes. she talks about that during the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, she kind of...
Dad was died.
And
in
that's
one of those camps.
All the explanation we get on what the resistance is.
But at the same time, they go into IOI where they talk how IOI basically, they said what, they are able to fill the viewer screen with what, 72%
of
vision for
like
ads
that,
before inducing seizures.
That was such a blatant like red meat to gamers, where it's just like, yeah, I know gamers are annoyed about sellers. Yeah. Basically just milking them for money. And
sorry.
But like
it's not like a hidden thing. Like, wait, people don't like EA, Sam? I don't get it. Although these are the same people who are like, EA sucks. Madden! Oh my god, I gotta buy Madden. Like, you know that's EA, right? Like that's their juggernaut.
And like the cops show up in the end, and I'm just like, wait, there's cops in the city?
Yeah, that kind of bothered
me.
Wait,
are they not?
They finally
virtual?
Showed up.
Like, what's going on in this world? Who's running this world? Is there a government? Is it just IOI?
I still don't understand why IOI is hiring all these people, but for some reason everybody's in the stacks and they look poor. I don't get it. Not to mention, you look at those numbers, and like, because the IOI people had individual numbers, I saw it was like 6 million. You could employ Ohio with 6 million. Yeah. Nobody needs to be poor.
Well, this is future Ohio.
Yeah,
so.
This is. Yeah, there's a lot of people. You
but,
gotta,
like, another thing that annoyed me, the girl, where it's just like the reason why she doesn't want anyone to see her, she has like the faintest birthmark on her face that you could barely notice.
How,
other than that, she's beautiful.
How does she not know who Shoar HR, but for some reason texts him in the real and they meet up and help him escape when IOI, like, you're right, there's no cops in this place.
There's
like,
no cops.
IOI is assaulting this building and there's no cops around.
They literally blow up one of the stacks with, like, drones, and, like, everybody's just like, yeah, that shit just kind of happens, you know? Drones blow up shit.
See, that freaks me out a little. Like, the amount of drones and all the talk about drones delivering packages and things like that. And
just,
they could blow up my house like they did in the stacks.
And then they had that, like, cheap-ass, like, she's... Her character arc's finished when her avatar has the same... birthmark is hers, even though, like, we had that birthmark mentioned once.
No, I think that was the point. She tried to hide it, but the character...
Yeah,
like,
but, like...
It's just... I think it's just
it's
they meant for it
arc.
To be that way, because she's becoming more and more...
Comfortable
herself.
In who she is.
Yeah.
You know, God, it's so difficult to have a faint birthmark on your face that nobody can barely even notice.
It's a pretty big birthmark, but...
It's pretty, yeah, Sam. It covered her whole
eye. It was like red.
It looked like she was like tanned slightly on one part of her face.
That's pretty noticeable. It wasn't even tanned. It was like slightly burned. Like that was like the only area she didn't apply sunscreen.
If that.
It was red. Like, well, pinkish red.
Look.
So like, I'm supposed to be like, oh my god, her struggle is so real. Like, who did? Seriously?
There was no relation. I didn't relate to any of those characters whatsoever.
No, no. God damn it, I hated this movie so much.
Surprising.
Not to mention, why do you have to open your door to collect coins?
You have to grab them.
Yeah, but in every other video game, you just run into them.
Okay, I'll give you this much. What's his face from, like, Silicon Valley and Deadpool?
T.J. Miller?
T.J. Miller. His character was pretty funny.
T.J. Miller, yeah. I enjoyed the character.
I enjoyed that character.
I was very surprised they didn't show him in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that
was waiting for that, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, me too.
But like, seriously.
You mean the mucus from Mucinex?
Yeah, where was his reference?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's T.J. Miller, which is so weird to think about.
There's a lot of horror movie references in the beginning, yep. Like opening battle
Freddy,
and
Jason, The Shining, obviously.
Yeah.
I jumped at the axe part in The Shining. I'll admit that.
That was a little intense. I'll give
like,
you that.
Go! Like when it first came through the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. When it went through the door.
Yeah.
I think I did jump at that.
Yeah, that was a jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do Rotten Tomatoes have?
All right, so I have all the scores. All right,
you said this was highly rated.
Metacritic gives it a 64.
Okay.
That's the critics. The IMDb score is an 8, and Rotten Tomatoes is a 76.
Okay.
So
they're all wrong.
Do we want to give this a rating?
I guess because I'm the one who liked it, I'll start. Wait. Sam's got something.
Hang on, I had something. I lost it. Just in my raw anger. What was it about? Oh, yeah, like at the end, that weird like moment where they're like implying that the creator guy, I forget his name, that his like soul is in the machine.
Maybe?
Where it's just like, you're
yeah,
not an... You're
let's not,
not
a, dwell on this fact. Like, we're going to shut down the machine for Tuesdays and Thursdays. Like, what happens to your soul?
Yeah, like, is that his soul in there? How did it get in there? What's going on? Why did we even bring this up? Like, this seems totally unnecessary. Like, why is this even being brought up?
You're right.
Like, what the hell is... Why the hell even bring that up? Just say it's like, oh, it's just a computer program. I was fine with that being the reason why he's in there.
How did Simon Pegg know where the kid lived?
Yeah.
How did Simon Pegg know that?
How did any of this happen?
It's just, there's a lot of questions.
And all in Columbus, Ohio.
All right, Sam.
The city at least has to have a professional baseball team for me to believe it.
All right,
maybe
Sam,
they do in 20.
Let's have you give this a rating. It's Steven Spielberg, so I really hate to give him a low one.
3.7.
3.7.
Oh my god.
Most of that is
Sean,
just
let's
anger.
Raise up this average.
No, I want to hear yours first.
I give this a 5 even.
Wow. Okay. I gave it a 7.4.
You go to hell.
Is that your highest rated movie? No.
No, God, no.
You rated that higher than I rated Black Panther.
Yeah, which I still don't understand why you gave Black Panther such a low score.
It was okay. it wasn't great. But...
Look at my scores and where it falls in there. It's a little bit better than The Ritual, and it's definitely better than Cloverfield Paradox.
What is The Ritual 7.3? You gave Ritual 7.3 or 9.3?
7.3.
Okay.
That's the Netflix movie.
Yes, that's right.
So you can watch it whenever.
All right.
God, I hated this movie so much.
I'm still sorry.
All right. Well, you continue to vent over there.
Ah! Yeah, we'll talk about something you decided not to watch on Hulu. Can't believe you didn't watch it on Hulu. So it's The Crossing. Angry. Crossing with Steve Zahn. That came out. What day did it come out? Monday?
It was a Monday night. Pilot came out Monday. 10 and o'clock.
Yeah, that was late.
10 yeah, it was a late
on
one.
Monday?
Damn. Well, they initially pushed back the release date from fall to mid-season. I think because it didn't track well.
I can see that.
I can see that, too. But, you know, giving it a shot. And yeah. I have to say, I'm in.
You're in on this?
I'm in.
All right. Sitting through it, I went, wow, I have seen this show before many times. It's showing me nothing new. And I feel like it's going to get lost.
Oh, you feel that way about this, but not Ready Player One.
Sorry, Sam.
Well, anyway, this is a show about a Oregon? It's Oregon, right?
I believe it's Oregon.
All right, so this is a small coastal town in Oregon where, what is it, something like 400 bodies wash up on shore, 47 of them are alive,
yeah,
and then come to find out that they're refugees, or so they say, they're refugees from the future.
The future!
And there's a war that they're fleeing. And the big bombshell drop was there are kind of superhuman,
yeah,
species, and some have traveled in the past to the past before. So some are here. So we're already
and they
into
didn't
it.
Didn't kill Hitler.
No. Of course not. Why would they?
Assholes. So we're already into it with the plot. We already, yep, know where it's gonna go. You're right. It is not a show that is brand new.
No.
There's no original new ideas.
Like people coming back, it's like, oh, that's like the 4400, which is the same kind of thing. Bunch of people come back. People with special abilities. And, you know, 4400 did exactly that. They all came back with special abilities. The fact that they're trying to escape a war, it's like, wow, future war, people traveling back in time. Yeah, seen that before. And then the bad people are hiding in plain sight. It's like, wow, like literally you've checked the box on as generic as you possibly can for a TV show.
Yep. It definitely is. Steve is on though. I'm a fan. I can deal with it.
I enjoy his character.
Well, everybody's playing it like he's a small town cop.
Yeah, something happened though.
In Oakland, he was a cop in Oakland. Yeah,
we'll figure that out. Down
but he
the
looks
road,
like he's on his toes. He knows what's going on because at the end of the episode, he sneaks up on the clearly superhuman.
Wait, hang
lady.
On, hang on. So he's Reese, a small town cop, but something happened in his past, and let me guess, he's kind of let his life kind of get away from him.
No,
because that sounds an awful lot.
Broadchurch,
Last Man Standing.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Or not Last Man Standing. What's the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie with the border town?
Oh, God. Yeah, that one.
Last Stand?
Last Stand, I think.
Is it? Okay.
Like, isn't Last Man Standing that show with Tim Allen?
Tim Allen that people were mad about?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, damn it, yeah. I want my generic sitcom back. I but, only have 15 other of these shows.
I mean, I'm in on this show.
I'll give it
a whirl.
I'll give it a little bit more. Like I said, like I'm in the same boat with this as I am the Terror. It's not really delivering on what I was hoping. I was hoping for something unique. Like, so last year or the year before, The Whispers came out, which is also a Steven Spielberg TV show, where it's about little kids being able to talk to something and then people die. And it's really creepy.
Where is this?
It was on ABC, I think, 2 years ago. But Amy and I watched it all, and it was unique, but then, like, it didn't get a following, so it didn't get a second season. But it was unique, and that's the thing. It's a kind of like a sci-fi thriller that's unique, because it turned out that the Whispers was, like, an alien that, like, was trying to take over the world. So, and it ended on a huge cliffhanger, but...
one and done? It was a one and done?
Yeah,
okay.
Unfortunately. But... that's what I was kind of hoping for this, where it was like a bunch of people return from a war-torn future. It's like, okay, I can kind of get behind that. Sounds like something I've seen before, but, you know, if you give it a special twist, I'll be excited for it. But they didn't give it that special twist. They had to go with the superhumans and, you know. And
yeah, once, like, I remember watching the trailer to that. Once, like, the superhumans came in, I'm like, okay, really? Superhumans?
Yeah.
Like, we've... like, you've gone past, like, the, you know, suspended disbelief.
If you're not on that train, don't even try. Yeah.
We've already passed the suspended disbelief with people going back in time. You don't have to push it further with superhumans.
Yeah. Like, the cool thing for for anybody who's seen the 4400, if you haven't, I think it's four seasons long. Definitely recommend it. It's very binge worthy. Was it Mashuga Ali or whatever his name? He's in it.
Oh, yeah.
So it fall. It like 4,400 people randomly dropped off.
They're all like abducted by aliens.
Maybe,
and then they just show up one
just
day.
Dropped back off at this beach. They all appear, and they're all from
a beach.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's on a lake, a beach lake. But they're all dropped off, and everybody's from a different time. Mm-hmm. Like, so Ali's character was like from the '50s, but now it's 2007. Let's say. So now it's, he was born in he was from the 50s, now, 60 years later. So everyone he knew is either old or dead. So it's all about them adapting back to that. Some of them get special abilities. So it's like kind of like that monster of the week kind of thing.
Mm.
But it was a unique spin, and it kept you coming back like, oh, I want to keep finding out why these people came back and why they have the special abilities. Whereas this, they were like, some people have special abilities. They believe they're the superior race. Like, so, like, X-Men? Like, are they the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants? Or, like, it's so generic, and you've seen it before, that it's going to be very tough for me to constantly come back for more.
Well, for The Crossing, it started off on Monday. I think it's found its time slot. Monday nights at 10.
I watch everything the day after on on demand or Hulu.
Well, so. In regards to putting better shows forward. So yeah. Right now, ABC right now,
what's
Wednesday, so they release the ratings for in 10 o'clock. Yeah. ABC holds the top for this show.
Well, there's not much other than late shows.
There was American Idol till 10.
Oh, well, yeah, after 10.
Yeah, so they said it topped NBC and CBS.
Okay.
What do they have?
So, but the thing is, if they
news,
that's Fox.
Well, that's Fox. But if you if they keep, it's 10 o'clock. It's a 10 o'clock show. It's not going to be 8 o'clock. It's not going to be 9. It's not going to be those things.
No. And for a 10 o'clock premiere, you'd expect something a little more pushing the boundaries because it's late night.
But it's also ABC.
Yeah.
It's not FX. So Legion is at 10 o'clock.
Well, yeah, I understand it's not FX, but if it's ABC, I'd expect a little bit more of a mature-ish feel to it. Maybe not like pushing boundaries with swearing or nudity, but I mean kind of a mature kind of feel to it.
We might get that, though.
We might. It doesn't feel like we are right now. We're getting people jumping around on cables.
It's one episode. It's the pilot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a shot. It's 12 episodes long this season, so. It's on Hulu. If it's on, I'll throw it on.
Yeah. I'll give it a few more episodes, but like I said, this might go the same way as The Terror.
They need to show something unique and interesting.
You need to pull me in somehow.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yep.
Well, I thought it looked like you were going to say something extra.
Oh, no. I could go off on The Terror right now.
No, we're not going
to
do The Terror.
No, want me to, because you guys all have to catch up on that. You guys are going to keep going.
If my DVR ever decides to start working, yes. But anyway, let's move on to the last and final topic of tonight.
Okay.
The list of specific TV episodes that make you cry.
Okay.
And you had to, and I think I was listening to the radio. And they were talking about Will Smith and how that one episode...
He Don't Want Me Anymore or whatever, where his dad leaves.
The title of the episode is called I Done. And I think it's the last episode where Uncle Phil goes, Will... Not Will. Is it Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes, you're my son.
Yeah.
Period. Or something like that. And then, they were talking about all bawling our eyes out and stuff like that. It got me thinking. What episodes do we remember specifically that made you cry? Just around the room. You don't need to Mount Rushmore or anything. Not even a top five.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I've ever been that invested in a TV show that it's made me cry.
Movies is easier.
Movies, that's happened.
But TV. I know. This is the hard one.
I can't think of any moment in a TV show where Like, I legitimately was like, oh, God.
Nothing? No, no deaths or anything that got you? Or
no.
No, like, father-son throwing baseball back and forth type no. of nothing?
How about, Sam, how about the Angels Take Manhattan in Doctor Who? When you say goodbye to Amy and Rory.
Maybe.
That one hurts.
That one does hurt. I don't know if I cried.
Okay.
What about
that? Would probably be the closest for me.
No Band of Brothers or
no.
Well, I have my first one. Comes from a funny show. It's the episode name is Jurassic Bark. Yeah,
Futurama episode.
A Futurama.
Yeah. That one's a truck.
Oh, where Fry finds his dog, and it's like up and down. Like you kind of feel sad, and then when he finally lets go of his dog, and he's like, he probably forgot all about me. And it cuts back to the past, and the dog sits outside of the pizza joint.
I found it.
Yes.
Like, I'm thinking about this. I'm like, I'm about to cry.
Yeah. And it's just about the dog, and you just watch that dog age as the days just fly by, and it just sits there waiting for Fry to come back. Like, oh my God, if you've ever owned a pet, like, that hurts so much.
Yeah. That one was definitely tricky.
But the other one for me is also from Futurama. It's the Seven Leaf Clover episode.
Which one was that one?
So that's when Fry needs to get luck. And so he says that he had a Seven Leaf Clover that he found, and it gave him luck when before he was frozen. And he hid it in, I forget what album it was, but he put it in his safe. And then he finds out that his brother stole his identity, stole his Seven Leaf Clover, and basically had an entire life using it, like had a rock band, became uber famous, and wound up being buried in that orbiting cemetery where all the famous people are.
Yeah.
And he goes up there and he finds out that it's not his brother. It's his nephew that his brother named after him in honor of him. And it ends with Don't You Forget About Me, like that song, as it like pans back. And it's just like, it's kind of like, oh, because it
yeah, not so much.
That one's like number two for me. I don't think I could ever watch Jurassic Bark, though, that episode. I don't think
that's
I could ever
tricky.
Watch that.
That's
one
a
again.
Tough one to get through. So there were other few ones that I was looking online that I saw. The Friends finale.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily teary-eyed, but it's like a sad but happy feeling.
They're not going to be there for me.
Yeah, so there's another few other ones that I found on ER. Did you guys ever see ER with Dr.
No.
Green?
Nope.
That was a big episode. Basically, every week of This Is Us. We don't watch it, but every week of This Is Us.
I hear that. Yeah.
Also,
The Office finale.
Yep. Apparently, there's a few people who cried at Jane the Virgin. There's a few episodes.
Oh, okay.
Some for Breaking Bad. I don't see why.
Really?
what else is there? There's a few other ones, but another one I was considering for me in particular was a Friday Night Lights finale, because it's such a good show and you just associate with that. There was also one episode where it's called The Sun. I had to look this up, but it's where Matt Saracen's dad died, and then it was a tough episode.
Ooh, I got another one.
And I'm surprised you didn't say this one. This is the number one episode. This is the number one where I...
What show?
Not number one, but this is number two.
What show?
Or at least number three.
What show?
Bones.
Which one?
Sweets.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget about the Sweets episode?
Yeah, I forgot about
that. That was tough as hell.
The other Sweets and the other British guy who got shot by the sniper.
Nigel?
Yeah. That one was tough.
Yeah, because and when they were singing Lime and the Coconut.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the weird, I didn't necessarily cry too much at that point, because I wasn't live watching it. I was rewatching all the seasons.
Oh, okay.
And we went right into the next one, and Bones is pregnant. Mm. And you just make the connection, like, they were miserable crying about Nigel and they hooked up in that. That's just weird.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing about that is Emily Deschanel was pregnant in real life, and they were like, fuck, what do we do?
Yeah.
Write it in.
Yeah. No.
So
that's all right. And I guess the big one would be Flash, Flash show makes me cry. Season 2. All of season 2, man. But the one in particular, the Runaway Dinosaur one, where he meets with his mom in the Speed Force. And
oh, okay.
It's just teary. And then there's another one where his dad dies. Is there a
Velociraptor in that episode?
No.
No, it's a book about a runaway dinosaur.
Well, yeah, screw that.
That was a tough one. All of season 2 of The Flash. Everything with... Even... Well, not really season 1, but season 2 of The Flash, man.
So, anybody fans of Scrubs in this room?
Yes. Which one are you talking about?
The one where you come to the realization that Brendan Fraser is dead?
Yeah. That was a good plug right there. That's
Brendan Fraser coming back.
He's in trust, you know?
He's in trust.
Yeah, I know. He's coming back.
I have to watch a second episode of that.
But yeah, like that whole episode where it follows not Cox, who's the other doctor? I haven't seen the show in so long.
I haven't either.
But that doctor who's like friends with Brendan Fraser and just like follows him the whole time. And then at the very end, he's like, why are we at a funeral? And then like somebody else appears. They're like, are you okay? Like, he's like, oh yeah. And then you realize it's his funeral.
Yeah.
He's been talking to a manifestation of his own like memories of Brendan Fraser the whole time. Like,
yeah. That one's tough.
Eh.
You monster.
Connect. You have to connect when you watch TV shows.
I just don't connect with TV shows.
You have to do that. That's the whole purpose of entertainment.
So we've learned one thing. Sam movies. Cries when animals die.
Yeah. Did you see Marley and Me?
No, because I know I'm going to cry.
There's two types of people. One, you don't watch the movie because you know you're going to cry. Or two, you think you're tough, try and brave it out, but then you just cry even more than the people who don't.
Yeah, I'm not that second one.
Okay.
I will cry. I'm the classic, if I'm like sick with the flu and I watch a movie, I'm probably going to cry. I don't know why, but I'm probably going to cry.
Yeah, just disease.
I cried at Zootopia.
You're just disease.
You cried
at Zootopia, really?
I was sick with the flu. I had like 103 temperature. It was on Netflix. I was like, how can I watch this? And I like turned it on and like the ending where they're like all happy. I was like,
really?
God damn it. Yeah, like if I'm sick, I cry.
I cried at Wall-E. At the end of Wall-E.
Okay. Yeah, that's got like a very nice happy ending.
The best Pixar movie. That is really good.
Yeah,
best Pixar movie.
I'm just imagining Sean, you like sick watching Empire and being like, it was his father the whole time.
Empire.
They never connected.
Oh, Empire. Yeah, all right. I'm like, TV show with Terrence Howard?
Sam, if I'm watching a movie and it's not on Netflix and I'm sick, I usually watch one of three things. One, Return Godzilla. Of the Jedi. Two, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Or three, The Muppet Show.
Price is Right?
No, I have the Muppet Show's first three seasons on DVD, so I'll sit down. I haven't finished them all because every time I'm sick, I'm like, I'll throw on a DVD and just watch them. It's a good show.
I don't think I've ever been at that sick where I actually can sit down and watch a movie.
Oh, yeah, I just lay on the couch.
Or sit down and do it. I don't think I've gotten that sick in a long time, so. Knock on wood.
Be blessed.
I usually don't get sick, but knock on wood.
Yep.
It's probably particle board, so you're screwed.
This is not particle board. This is wood. That's wood.
Yeah.
It's a particle board, Sam. What the hell are you talking about?
No, you're wood, Sam.
Jeez, watch a TV show about it.
Sam, there's this very informal show.
I'll binge this old house.
Damn, you stole my joke. You need to watch the Bob Vila and Norm Abram.
Oh, boy. All right, so...
maybe I'll run into an episode of This Old House that I'll start crying.
It is a beautiful maple. Maple railing.
They stained it so good.
Norm, you're a wizard with stain.
All right, why don't we wrap this week's episode up? Next week, what we're going to try and do is do a little bit of Legion if John's back. So if John's here, we'll do Legion. If not, we'll find some other stuff. Maybe we'll do
Terror.
We can continue with the Terror. And then maybe we
need to talk about the show.
Infinity War preview, I guess, or expectation episode.
And we might have a rapid fire coming up.
Pew pew. Haven't done that in a long time. Oh. So if you like all of our episodes, you can find them on the rest of them on Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher for free. Send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/KnightsOfNerditude. Answer the Star Wars trivia question. That does it for us for this week. Until next time.
Bye.
Adios.